Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a podcast from The Bugle.
The ragtag band of explorers drag what remains of their packs through the dank jungle. Before them, glowing through the leaves, an unknown light source. They stagger forward. Is it the Fountain of Youth? No, it's The Gargle. Hello, welcome to The Gargle. I'm your host, Alice Fraser. Your guest editors for this week's edition of the magazine are Tiff Stevenson and Alison Spittle. Welcome back to the show, both of you.
Hello.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-o.
It's just started snowing here. It's snowing.
There's just pigeons on my balcony. No happy days of winter here.
Aren't you both in the same city?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, microclimates in London now?
Yes. We're in London, but it's just started snowing, big chunks of snow outside the window. I just looked, and just as the recording started, so that's beautiful.
I feel like metropolises with microclimates are like three steps away from having quadrants and zones and districts.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah. My zone is full of vomit anytime I walk outside. Quite vomity.
Before we arm up and launch together into the mean streets of this week's top stories, let's have a look at the front cover. The front cover this week is Mel Brooks just being cool, because I remember he's still alive being cool, and I thought that needed to be celebrated. He's posing provocatively, either in a full tuxedo suit or in a polka dot bikini, because he seems like he would be up for either of those things. And the satirical cartoon this week is an international woman having her day, and boy, what a day.
I'm very much a regional woman, so I'm not celebrating International Women's Day. I'll wait till Regional Women's Day comes around. Or Local Women's Day.
Well, I feel like every day is International Women's Day, really.
That's true.
When did International Women's Day start to get properly celebrated? Because I've only ever seen it celebrated through cupcakes. Like, I've seen cupcake days, and it doesn't feel like... does Santa Claus come? How did this all start? At least at Christmas, you kind of know that someone was born.
An international woman came to your house, knocked on the door, gave you a card. I haven't had my International Women's Day card. I haven't sent any. I feel bad.
Yeah.
She told me I could have it all.
The Christmas thing about the International Women's Day card is you don't lick the flap of the envelope. You.
What, it comes pre-licked? Is this the...
I was just suggesting that you might moisten it by other means. Well, let's have a look at today's stories. Top story today is long-distance love news. This is the news of a virtual kissing machine which could bring long-distance lovers together in the most unconvincing possible way. Alison Spittle, you've made out with your hand before. Can you unpack this story for us?
So this is a story. This is invented in China, and it's a... It's a machine that kind of mimics the lip movement of your partner that's a long way away. And the thing that, what I love is, like, one of the quotes that we have here is that a thing that they've realized is that long distance relationships are hard. And I don't think you need to invent a whole kissing machine to find that out. Of course, that my big worry is, and I'm sure we all have it too, is someone is going to misuse the kissing machine. We might as well say it now. Like the years of misuse of other machines, such as Henry the Hoover or other things, this kissing machine is going to get a dick in it. Like, at some stage, like, that's what's going
to
happen.
I mean, also, it sort of seems incredibly to miss the point of kissing, which is that, I mean, the point of kissing is not anyone's objective kissing technique or, like, the rhythm of their smooches. It's, like, the presence of the other person and the smell and the, like, the taste of them and, like, the pheromones going, are you the right one for me? Like, those, like, totally. These kind of subliminal questions are not going to be answered by, like, weird, like, kissing. Although that is the noise I make when I make out.
That is not the point of kissing, Alice. The point of kissing is to exchange up to a billion bacteria. It's like nature's Yakult.
And I, for one, demand an equal exchange of bacteria. If I'm not getting every single one of those bacteria, swap one for one, I'm furious.
Yeah, equality in this kissing. Yeah. It's technically a mating behaviour, isn't it? It's kind of like a peacock creating an app to mimic showing its feathers, which would be quite cool. That would be like the dick pic of the bird world. I think we're the only species that, maybe bonobos, chimps maybe kiss, but like, wow. It's a very specific to human form of mating behavior.
I mean, don't peacocks have what look like eyes on their tails? And I gotta say, I'd be confused by a dick pic that was looking back.
Yeah, it's normally just one eye. Not hundreds. I think this is just a, just say you're lonely and move on. Like, yeah. There's a lot of loneliness out there, but I don't know that this is the cure for it.
I think you never feel lonelier than when you're trying to maintain a long-distance relationship.
What do? You put it in the dishwasher as well? Like, it feels like just a very lonely thing having it there and maintaining the kissing machine. Feels like probably the loneliest thing in the world, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't even put Vaseline on my lips at night, like on my own lips.
What if it starts getting insecure and starts wanting injections? Like, that kind of level of maintenance. Like, what if you ignore the kissing machine for like 6 months and then it's like, oh my God, starts feeling bad about itself, starts getting lip injections.
You just go, no, 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 lip machine. You already look like an uncanny valley, unheimlich, like, gap into another dimension. You don't need to look more plastically.
And can you, like, passively, aggressively kiss someone as well? Like, if you're angry with your partner. Yeah, but could you send that in this machine to give like very purse small kisses?
Just a dry pursed peck.
Yeah, like do you know, like the wife of a disgraced politician at a press conference
when she's sitting next to him, showing her support for the fact that he f***ed his secretary, and then she leans over and just gives him the angriest.
Yeah. No, do you know what he's done? He's just his long distance mouth robot and got caught. That's what's after happening. And then she used to send the most passive aggressive kiss through the mouth robot.
Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Have you ever asked yourself if claws are for you? What about a horrifying aura, leathery wings, or maybe taking out all of your workplace frustrations on the writhing bodies of the damned? There's a job for everyone in hell. Nine circles of HR departments hovering above an eternal pit of infinite content moderation. Hell 2.0 has just relaunched as Web Hell 3 or Web 3 Hell 3. Three hell, two handle. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by doing pottery on a wheel with a hot instructor. Sexy, sloppy pre-ceramic sculpting, hand in hand with a wet pot. Just you, Juan, who learned pottery in the kilns of Granada, and half a glass of water to keep the slip moist. Doing pottery on a wheel with a hot instructor. Spin yourself to paradise. Instructor optional if you believe in ghosts.
Ah. Yeah. I watched that film. I know that reference.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Eggs. Eggs, the snail of food. Eggs. Shelby, right?
Shelby, right?
That's an International Women's Day joke. Come on.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And this is Peruvian delivery man news now. And this is the news that a Peruvian delivery man was acting drunk in an archaeological site and was held up for acting drunk. And they discovered in his bag a mummy. The real Indiana Jones is a drunk delivery man on an excavation site. Tiff Stevenson, you've carried the desiccated remains of an ancient man around in a backpack. Can you unpack this story for us?
Yeah, this is all totally normal Weekend at Bernie's behaviour. So, firstly, a delivery man who came to their attention acting drunk at an archaeological site. Let's just say we've all been there. You know, you dig, you have a beer, you brush some dirt off some artefacts, you have a couple of shots. Next thing you know, you're pissing on some Dead Sea Scrolls. It's a party. We've all been there. Apparently, inside this guy's cooler bag was an ancient mummy. And the man said he'd been sharing his room with the bandage mummy and considered it a kind of spiritual girlfriend. Again, people are lonely. I'm going to just reiterate that people are very lonely, that he put the remains in the bag to show them off to his friends. And he explained that he'd kept Juanita, as he'd nicknamed the mummy, in a box in his room next to the TV, and added that it was owned by his father without specifying how it had come into his dad's possession, which is a very sweet tradition of passing down your mummy from father to son for generations, so women know to completely avoid your family. the other fact that is probably worth pointing out is that experts said the body was between 600 and 800 years old and was actually that of an adult male rather than a woman. So the mummified male was estimated to have been about 45 years old at time of death. So not only was it a man, but it was a middle-aged man. How did they accurately get his age? Did he have a heart attack whilst complaining about the bins not being collected?
Nobody's perfect, Tiff.
And it says that it was in the fetal position. Was that, or was he actually crouched over a bicycle in full lycra? More news soon.
I just feel like, you know, this man has got real mummy issues.
I mean, he might be the only person in the world for whom that is horrifying and literally true. I feel like somebody who feels like they have to carry a mummy around in a backpack probably doesn't have a great relationship with women, but I could be wrong.
It just feels very strange that he was, you know, acting drunk around an archaeological site. You know, I think they should get him for a new television program, Time Gentleman Team. Like, that would be a good try. It just seems...
I love it. I love that you brought the puns.
I'm bringing the puns. But I think, yeah, I like that he's kind of proud of his spiritual girlfriend. When he first said spiritual girlfriend, I thought, like, oh, she must really be into horoscopes and stuff. But no, she's a 45-year-old man in the fetal position, dead for 800 years, which is not what I was expecting. He seems like a bit of fun, though, doesn't he, this guy? He's a bit out there, but at least he's dedicated to his girlfriend. He brought her out to see his mates. He's unusual. Not, you know, ashamed of her or anything like that.
Yeah, didn't make her stay indoors next to the TV where he normally kept Juanita.
Yeah, didn't tell Juanita, oh, it's more of a lad's night thing. We're just going to head out. No, he brought her out. He brought her out because he was proud of his corpse bride, you know? Absolutely.
reviews section now. As you know, each week we ask our guest editors to bring in something to review out of 5 stars. Tiff, what have you brought in for us this week?
Well, I'm going to review Squash, the game. Squash, racquetball in some corners. I would say squash. I mean, squash and racquetball, slightly different. But personally, I very much enjoy running around in a box that smells of farts and testosterone with little piles of sick in the corner. The point of squash is to squish the ball with your racket and get it above the red line. It's all about the wrist action and ignoring the inescapable march towards death. I really love it, but we played it on Sunday for the first time in 2 years. And my husband immediately injured himself. He tore his calf muscle and we had to stop playing and go to A&E, which also smells of farts and has little piles of sick in the corners. but it's definitely not as fun. So for that reason, I need to knock it down a star. I'm going to say 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. I'm sure Scottish husband would appreciate that he's only worth 1 star in his...
Yeah, my husband is injured. I'll duck you down 1 star. Other than that, fine.
Alison, what have you brought in for us?
I'm reviewing being on EastEnders. So before Christmas, I did an audition for EastEnders. Didn't think I was going to get it. I had to do a self-tape and I wore my best Pat Butcher earrings, which are literal pictures of Pat Butcher on them. I love EastEnders. It's helped me through many a mental health difficulty, as in I know I'm mentally unwell if I've been watching 2-hour compilations of deaths on EastEnders. You might ask me, what's my favourite saddest death on EastEnders? It's always going to be Barry. Alice, you didn't watch EastEnders, did you?
No, I was never exposed to EastEnders.
So there's this man, right? And he was a lovable oaf with a heart of gold, right?
Oh, got together with a right
rotter. Yeah, a lovable oaf, Barry. He was lovable and she pushed him down a hill and he died and it was very sad. Oh. And I love this program. And I got the part.
Janine Butcher, by the way, can I just say that? Yeah, she's ruined it for stepmothers everywhere. He's like another...
Wait, decades of like Disney stepmothers and generations of grim fairy tales
it's
Janine Butcher who's ruined it for all.
She's
real meanie. And I got the part. I was really excited. It's only a 1 day and I played a pregnant woman called Deborah. So they gave me a pregnancy pouch. I wore the pregnancy pouch around, took a picture of myself with it on, because it's like, if you give me a fake mustache, I'm going to take a picture with it and send it to a friend and go, what do you think of my new look, you know? And everyone thought I was pregnant, even though I said I'm pregnant ... in EastEnders. Nobody bothered reading past the dots. My mum got more phone calls than the Samaritans, just absolutely rang out of it. And it was very annoying. It was very hard, but my favourite bit of the whole EastEnders thing was he got driven around in a golf buggy around Albert Square to the makeup department. The makeup artist looked at my script and said, oh, you're a scruffy mum. And I said, yeah. And then she just gave me a tap on the shoulder and all done. And that was it. So that was me for today. I had an amazing time. I'm going to give it 5 out of 5. 5 duff duffs. And if anyone from EastEnders is listening, or any soap, I would brush my teeth with Deep Heat to get a gig in a soap opera. I love them. They're great.
Please let brushing your teeth with Deep Heat not be the next review you do.
Knowing me, Alice, it probably will.
All of a sudden, she's on Hollyoaks. We know what this means.
Yeah, and a big red mouth. And I've just got like a massive tongue. Kind of like, you don't understand.
And futuristic, horrifying car news now. This is the news that Ford has filed a patent. So it's not a product on the market yet, but it could be a product on the market. And Ford thinks it might be a product on the market enough to file a patent for a car that repossesses itself. It goes from disabling different functions on your vehicle to fully repoing the car on its own. Tiff Stevenson, you've broken some knees in your time. Can you unpack this story for us?
Sure. I like my men like I like my cars, passed down from my Auntie Jean for my 18th birthday. I've had various cars over the years that I feel like are negging me. I don't feel like we need this additional technology. It's going to end badly. I don't know if you've ever read Christine, the Stephen King book about the possessed car.
Yes.
A vengeful possessed car. Yeah. So this is where we're going. And like I say, my car already negs me. I have like, part of me thinks I would be great in a posh girl clique because I spend all day shouting Alexa and Mercedes. That's how I spend my time now. But like my car has, you know, if you get a new car, it's got all these little tricks built in to neg you. Like when my car's running out of petrol, it says I have limited range, which I take as a comment on my acting skills. Also, I know that my bags are too heavy because now when I put them on the passenger seat, my car seatbelt alarm goes off. So I already feel like throughout the day I'm getting little messages from my car telling me I'm not organizing my life properly. We've already seen what's happened with Tesla, with self-driving cars. It feels like it's another way of, like, I'm going to sound a bit serious now, but like social scoring. Kind of like limiting the, you know, the facilities on your car, like the windows. I mean, like, what if you miss a payment, you're not going to be able to open your windows. You don't get to have air in the car. Like, it will lock itself. It won't open itself. So if you've missed a payment, you can't drive your car.
I mean, it used to be in the noble land of America or Britain that a man's car was his castle. It was his refuge from his wife and children. If you go for a walk near where I live, you are just in it, and it's nighttime, you are confronted by the reflected faces of middle-aged men looking in iPad screens in their cars at night. They're either Uber drivers or they're trying to hide from their wife and kids, but... you know, all of a sudden the car turns on you. Now your car is like a weird simp for the company man. It just terrifying. It's like if Kit in Knight Rider didn't like David Hasselhoff and was just constantly trying to ruin his life.
Well, I already have. Like, so it's like kind of like going, you don't own the car. The company owns the car. And as a woman, I always sort of already feel like I don't own my car because I was out in it. I was out in it last summer and this little Greek man came over and he was like, oh, that's a lovely car, isn't it? Perfect for the weather. And I was like, yeah, it really is. And he was like, yeah, who bought that for you?
Oh, my God.
And I was
like,
I bought it for me. And he was like, just looked really confused. And I think I ruined his day. Like, he couldn't get his head around the idea that I'd bought myself a nice car. So already as a woman, I feel like a lot of the time people are like, how did you get that? Let alone with the car company going, we can just take this back at any time, we feel like.
Are you sure your husband's happy with you driving that car?
Yes.
Horrendous.
That's very nice of him to allow you with your bad woman driving to take it out.
This story reads as very dystopian, but I kind of like the idea of them taking away a job from a human, and a human being a bailiff and a repossessor. Like, I feel like it's the self-service scan of absolute bastardry. And at least you don't have to put humans through having a choice of having a job and being an absolute bastard or you know, just getting on with their lives. So I kind of like it in that way, that they've cut out the middleman altogether.
This idea that women are worse drivers than men is actually backed up by science and data and statistics, because that's why men under 25 aren't allowed to get car insurance, because they're just so unlikely to have an accident that it wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah. Well, I know. I feel like part of me, in a way, like my car has like a self-park function, but I actually park better than the parking, just to explode the myth. I find weird relinquishing control to my car. It feels like you said dystopian, Alison. So I feel like I don't want to give up control. I'm a control freak. Call me a control freak.
You're a control freak.
I don't want to let the car to make too many decisions for me. Feels very male of it. maybe if before it did the self park, it was a woman's voice that came on and went, this is not about you as a woman. Like, this is no comment on your ability to park the car. This is just quicker And then I would be accepting of it.
Environmental news now. And this is the news of the incredibly heightened stakes in Singapore's lab meat market. There's a race between different lab meats in Singapore. Just to give a bit of background news, gourmet fish bladder is racing against chicken and beef to become the most profitable lab meat available. Alison Spittle, you were grown in a lab. Can you unpack this story for us?
So yeah, like Singapore seems to be at the forefront of being able to grow lab-grown meat. So this is meat that's grown from some cells in a laboratory and not using agriculture and kind of like capitalist-driven agriculture. So it's a bit nicer for the animals, but you still are eating the flesh of a sentient being. Is this vegan? I was trying to think. So it is using cells. It's interesting because, like, you know, there is a race between beef and chicken, and then fish bladder have come into this race, and it feels like I'm at a wedding that's got some very kind of off-brand choices. It's like, would you like chicken, beef, or fish bladder? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
I want the pissy fish bit.
Yeah, please. Yeah, exactly. The bladder to me would feel maybe like very muscular. You know what I mean? It's not really a soft bit of marbled meat. It's doing some work, and it's a bladder as well. So it is pissy. So it just feels like it's an unnecessary meat in this race.
Well, it also confronts you with the fact that fish do wee, which you sort of assume they don't because they're always in the water, but they do that. They're always facing that terrible dilemma that we all have when we're in the ocean and we need to do a wee of can we do it without anyone noticing?
I feel like I wee constantly when I'm in the... I miturate. I'm like a mouse. I'm a sea mouse.
The moment the waves hit my knees, I start pissing.
But it's almost more clean for you. Do you know, like, with the stuff that, like, that's being dumped into the rivers and seas at the moment... The piss feels like some sort of like barrier of you making like
at least it's organic.
You, yeah, and at least it's your own. Do you know?
It's got ammonia in it, so I'm sure it's a neutralizer of some. Like
Tiff and Alice, I did watch this morning about like 20 years ago, and it's seared into the back of my brain of a woman drinking piss, her own piss, as a health decision
on purpose, not by accident.
And she was given the public tips. And one of them was, you know, if you're a bit scared of drinking your own urine, why not mix it with your favourite juice? And to me, that just... Why would I want to ruin my favourite juice with the feeling of piss? Just drink
your piss.
I thought
she was going to say, fling a shot of vodka in it, make it a cocktail.
When I was little, I read far too many books about people who'd been shipwrecked and stuff. On adventures and always being told, warned not to drink seawater because it would drive you mad. But I assume it drives you mad because you're thinking it's all fish piss.
It doesn't sound appealing, does it? Here's some lab-grown matter for dinner.
A lab-grown fish bladder to me doesn't sound that appealing when there's pork, there's duck, there's all these other meats that are quite tasty. And I feel like fish bladder shouldn't be your third priority when it comes to making meat.
But also I feel like we're at this point where it's lab-grown meat, so it sort of doesn't need to be anything. Like, it doesn't need to be identified with the cells from which it was grown unless it has a very particular taste. It can just be lab-grown meat, full stop, you know?
What if we made it from human cells and we got to eat? Like, that's horrifying.
There is a startup that's promising to sell celebrity steaks.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Some horrible tech bros who are kind of a bit into cannibalism get to eat human meat without the... That's going to happen.
Let's ask Angela how he feels about it.
Alison nuggets are going to be on sale and stuff. It's just going to... If you had to be eaten, what would you like to be served as?
Yeah, what's the merch, Tiff?
I don't know. You were saying nuggets and like maybe a little kebab. I don't know.
I'm thinking of a Tiff finger sandwich, but you know.
Oh, my fingers are quite sinewy. I mean, they're long though, so it's probably good snacking. I'd put, if I was doing my fingers, I'd put those in like a snack pack.
A I'd mince you up and put you in breadcrumbs. That's what I think.
That's the nicest
you
thing would. Anyone's ever said to do.
Yeah. Pop you in an air fryer, you know?
Just... Yeah, yeah. Mincing. You wouldn't want to get like a nice cut of, you wouldn't want like a loin.
Prime tiff.
Yeah. Over mincing, I would say. It's probably some good buttock steak happening here.
I think what Tiff wants is to be Wagyu, which is you get a massage every day and drink some beer.
Yeah,
genuinely,
yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't we all love that?
Yeah.
It would bring a new take to that. I could just eat you right up, you know? Well, here's some of my cells at a laboratory in Singapore. Knock yourself out, mate.
And that brings us to the end of the show. I'm flipping through the ads at the back. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
I have got a show in called Wet that's going to be on in Soho on Wednesday the 15th from Thursday the 16th of March. You should all come to that. I'm going to be in Brighton later this month and then Cardiff and Southampton in June. I'm also doing some work in progresses in of my new show called Soup that's going to be on in Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I'm going to be on in the Pleasance Theatre doing a work in progress there. And other places, I need to sort out getting myself some whips. McLanliffe, come to McLanliffe. And the show is going to be about soup, but I'll probably write it about mental illness, knowing me. But I aim to have it about soup.
And Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
I am at Soho Theatre on the 19th and 20th of May. I think there's probably about 15 tickets left for each of those with my show Sexy Brain. I'm also at the Imagine Festival of Politics and Ideas in Belfast on the 22nd of March. I'll be on tour. Check tiffstevenson.co.uk and most of the dates are in May, so hopefully see you at some of those. And you should listen to Catharsis, my podcast. There's an episode with Alice up and readily available. So have a listen to that, and we've got fantastic guests coming up.
Have a listen to Catharsis. Tiff hosts, Alison has been on. It's part of the Bugleverse. Last week, we didn't run a gargle. We ran an episode of Catharsis that I did with Tiff. So if you enjoyed that, jump on over, subscribe to that. There's no limit to the number of things you can subscribe to, so why not subscribe to that? Also to Alison Spittle's podcast, Wheel of Misfortune. Just put all of us in all of your ears all of the time. I will be doing the Newcastle Fringe with my new show Twist, the Newcastle Fringe on the 16th of March and the 17th of March. I will also be doing Twist at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and then thereafter at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So tickets are available there on my website, alicefraser.com. Also, patreon.com/alicefraser is a one-stop shop for all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, blogs, my weekly Tea with Alice salons, and my weekly writers' meetings if you'd like to write with me. Join patreon.com/AliceFraser. Also, you get 2-for-1 tickets to all of my shows. This is a Bugle podcast and Alice Fraser production. Your editor is Ped Hunter. Your executive producer is Chris Skinner. I'll talk to you again next week.
You can listen to other programs from The Bugle, including The Bugle, Catharsis, Tiny Revolutions, Top Stories, and The Gargle, wherever you find your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.